Vancouver, the BC Supreme Court has quashed a bid by the city of Surrey to halt a transition to a municipal police force, British Columbia's public safety minister said Thursday. Mike Farnworth said the dispute is over, and it's time to come together and complete the switch from the RCMP to the Surrey Police Service. The city had sought a judicial review of the minister's decision to order the city to finish the transition, claiming the province had overstepped its authority and couldn't force the city to continue the process without providing adequate funding. A lawyer for the BC government, meanwhile, told a court hearing earlier this month that the minister's only role was to determine what would be safe, regardless of cost, when he ordered the city to continue the transition in July 2023. Reacting to Thursday's court decision in favor of the province, Farnworth said he hopes Surrey officials, including Mayor Brenda Locke, will work with the RCMP and BC government to complete the transition as smoothly and quickly as possible. The municipal force is set to become Surrey's police of jurisdiction on November 29, he said, and the province has set aside $150 million to assist with the transition. Chief CST Norm Lipinski with the Surrey Police Service issued a statement applauding the court ruling, saying it ends an 18-month dispute that had been plagued with delays and misinformation by those who oppose the change. He said the city of Surrey made the decision to switch to a municipal force in 2018 and the province approved the move in 2020, affirming it again in 2023. Now, he said, the decision has also been validated by the BC Supreme Court. It is past time for us to start working together to expedite the policing transition for the benefit of the RCMP and Surrey Police Service employees, the residents of Surrey, and public safety in this great city, Lipinski said. Farnworth said he hadn't yet spoken with Locke, who was elected in 2022 after campaigning on the promise of halting the transition and keeping the Mounties. Lawyers for the city had argued earlier this month that the province nullified voters' charter right to freedom of expression in ordering the transition to continue because Surrey residents had elected Locke on that pledge. Farnworth said he expects the city will review Thursday's ruling, but the bottom line is the transition is happening and it's in the city's interest to get on board. I think what's important is the people of Surrey want this over, and this decision certainly indicates that, you know what? It's over, he told a press conference in Vancouver. It would be great if city officials were at the table, and I think that's what the residents of Surrey would expect from the council, said Farnworth, who is also BC's Solicitor General. Asked about the decision at an unrelated news conference, Premier David Eby said it confirms that the province has the authority to direct Surrey to complete the transition the city had started before the 2022 municipal election. He said the ruling would be a huge relief for people in Surrey. The longer this transition takes, the more it costs, the Premier said, adding the province has committed to helping Surrey cover those costs. We can partner, get this done quickly, and make sure that the costs are minimized, because there are so many other challenges that the city of Surrey faces, Eby said, adding it's among the fastest-growing communities across the country. This report by the Canadian Press was first published May 23, 2024. Brenna Owen, the Canadian Press.